Where some people see inner-city teens as trouble-prone and possibly frightening, educator Barbara Cervone sees a fount of ideas and maybe her next book project or film. The organization she founded, What Kids Can Do, is based nationally at her home near Providence, Rhode Island. Its publishing house, Next Generation Press, has produced more than a dozen books and videos, including bestsellers, that range from youth-produced photo essays to interviews by young people with mentors who matter. Her passion is to give youth not just an outlet, but a voice.
Well, the idea that there's a public audience makes all the difference in the world. It sharpens their critical thinking and their ideas about what stories are worth telling. I mean, in this particular vein of youth as media creators, or creators of knowledge. So they really need to, it sharpens the questions that they ask and the issues that they're going to choose to tell. It forces them oftentimes, I mean, it's very hard with this age. It's natural, part of the age is sort of a looking inward, a narcissism or whatever, or identity quest, but very much an introspection. And so it forces them, when you say there's a public audience, it's typically not so much about them, but it's about something outside them. And so it changes what it is that they're thinking, and it teaches them kind of new skills, because to do that kind of work, they need to learn how to be an interviewer, how to be a documenter, how to be a photographer. They need to take these skills that don't just happen on a piece of paper or in a classroom. But the fact that there's a public audience ratchets up the quality of what they do. And the work that we've done, we kind of have a reputation for with teachers and students is that we're tough, because we'll look at photographs that have been turned in as part of a project, whatever, and we'll say, that may be good for, you know, a school scrapbook, but it's not good for a publication, it's not good for the web, it's not good for a public audience. Got to go do it again. And the teachers sort of get into this mood and they'll say, yeah, you got to go do it a third time. And so there's a constant revision of work that's required when there's going to be a public audience for it.
Barbara Cervone and her colleagues at What Kids Can Do collect and publish the ideas young people have for how to improve their schools, the stories of what it's like to be an immigrant teenager, and the experiences presented in this video of youth who are the first in their family to make it to college.
I felt like not very prepared for college and high school. There are a lot of challenges that I had to overcome, and I really had to do that by myself because there wasn't a lot of people here that could relate.
You have to read a book in a week. You have to write a paper that's over 10 pages. I was like, I could hardly write a paragraph. I can't write this in for next week. So that was always very, very scary, but challenging.
My mom is the only woman in our family to put both her kids through high school.
Do I want to spend my life in poverty? Do I want to spend my life in the ghetto? Do I want to spend my life surrounded with a vast gap of lack of opportunity? I knew growing up in the place that I was growing up in, that education was my ticket out of there. I started to see that, you know, it was a possibility for me too. There were ways to go to college if I really wanted to go to college. So I just started talking with people.
Central to the vision of What Kids Can Do is a belief that youth offer a vast, undertapped, and underappreciated resource for helping society if only we would listen. Barbara Cervone.
The young people that concern me most, there's a social fear of these black, six-foot teenager, male teenager walking down the street, and people immediately think, oh, God, let me hold my pocketbook a little bit tighter. There's certainly with youth of color, there are stereotypes and other kinds of places the mind travels immediately upon seeing them or having an encounter that really goes against at all this idea of thinking that there's great potential in this young person. Instead, the wonder is what's wrong or what do I need to fear? What are the risks? And they carry that phrase. I mean, if you're, you know, a Latino youth in New York City, you're seen as at risk Becomes that kind of definition. I've been trying to train myself over these years to not just use that as the disadvantaged or at risk as the label that we put on young people, which totally makes you see what's their deficits as opposed to their strengths.
Barbara Cervone supports public programs that help youth in crisis, but she says that our preconceptions and cultural images of teenagers as dysfunctional or even dangerous can give a very distorted picture.
And the media has, you know, always really gravitated towards the stories that talk about what's wrong with kids. And the studies that foundations fund always talk about, you know, the teenage pregnancy or whatever else. So there's...
So a kind of bias that kids are trouble.
Right, that kids are trouble, right. And kids at this age particularly, I think we think much more about the limits that they need as opposed to the opportunities for spreading their wings.